We are Quixie 98.3, and this is Community Forum. This week on Community Forum, with the holidays fast approaching, Eric Cornish is going to talk with Tommy Crane about fire safety around your house for the holidays.
Tommy, thank you for being here again today. And, you know, it's getting into that time of year with all the holidays coming up. We've got to keep people safe because you're going to have a lot of people in your house. You're going to have different things in your house that you don't normally have. We'll start with Thanksgiving because, you know, a lot of cooking going on in the house, and you want to be careful with guests coming in, right?
Absolutely. That is the number one day of the year for kitchen fires. That's, you know, obviously with people cooking and just, you know, being busy. And like you said, you're going to have a lot of guests. Starting off, you know, some of the things we try to remind people is, you know, little kids, younger kids like to help out in the kitchen. They like to be helpful. So something that could help them to kind of keep them away from the stove and keep them away from those dangerous areas is maybe give them things to do to where they're still helping. They're still being part of the festivities and everything, getting ready. Maybe have them help set the table. Older kids, maybe let them help, you know, prepare the food dishes, you know, mix things up and stuff like that. The older, you know, as kids get older and you want them to help cook and things like that, just remind them of some of the basics of cooking. You know, make sure you've got anything on the front part of the stove, that you turn those handles inward, so somebody doesn't bump them and knock everything on you. Make sure that, you know, while you're cooking, that you don't, if you've got long sleeves, that they're snug fitting, that they're not loose, hanging down, or wear short sleeve shirts. Another thing to remember is, not to put combustibles too close, like paper towels or hand towels too close to the stove so that there's not that fire potential. And remember, even like an electric stove, even when you turn it off, there's still a lot of residual heat. So there's that potential there. If you've got things that you're frying, keep the lid close by that you can just cover the pan if there is a grease fire or anything like that. Do not use flour or water because that just, you know, that'll just make pretty much like a little fireball. So you don't want to do that. Or even an old cookie sheet will do the job, just so you can cover that fire and you can turn the heat off so you'll smother it.
And I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people don't understand it because nobody's used to fighting a fire in their home. They don't, if they have a small fire come up, and this is when it happens a lot because people are doing cooking that they haven't done before, maybe the first time ever that they're cooking. And that's important to know, that you just want to smother the fire and don't make it worse.
Right. Even though you see the flames, and yes, the flames are in your house and they shouldn't be there, but, you know, don't panic. You know, just have something close. You can smother that fire. Don't try to pick it up and carry it out the door. The door's only, a few feet away, because, pick it up and you start moving it, sloshing it around, then you've got the potential of burning yourself or spreading the fire, even further around the house. Water is just going to pretty much evaporate instantly, and it turns into a fireball. And the same way with the flour, all those fine particles, those are things you want to remember. Just try not to panic. And it is easy, when you're cooking. The main thing we tell people is stay in the kitchen when you've got stuff on the stove and you're cooking. Just the other day, I was guilty of it. I had I was getting ready to boil some pasta, and I had some milk and water, and they were boiling. My son hollered at me down the hall, and I turned around, and almost instantly it was starting to boil over. So it doesn't take much, fortunately, the only thing I had to do was clean up a mess. That was the biggest aggravation of it, but it doesn't take much at all. So just remember that. Make sure if you're using like crock pots or warming devices, people bring stuff over and, you want to keep it warm and heat it up. Make sure, ideally we would love for you to plug them right into the wall outlet. If you get a lot of them, you're having a big get together and you got to plug them in and you need extension cords or something, make sure the extension cords are rated that they can handle that, the power that device is going to pull. Things that heat pull a lot of amperage. When it comes to turkey fryers, you and I were talking before about, fried turkey tastes really good, the things you want to remember is, number one, make sure the turkey is fully thawed before you put it in that boiling hot oil. Make sure not to overfill. If you put too much oil in, and even if the turkey's thawed, if you're putting that turkey in there, it's going to displace that oil more, so you could risk spilling that oil out causing a fire there. Make sure that it's one that does have thermostat controls that are easy to, you know, use, and keep it about 10 to 15 feet away from the house. You know, you don't want to be one of those YouTube videos that everybody gets to watch, you know, on the holidays. So that's one thing too.
Fun to watch if it's not you.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's always good. So, you know, that's the thing. We want you to have a safe, happy Thanksgiving, and, you know, hopefully you don't have to see us, and that's our goal. So.
Awesome. So, of course, after all the cooking's done and all the Thanksgiving leftovers are put in the fridge, well, then, you know, at least in my house, it's time to start decorating for Christmas. And there's another fire hazard potentially that you need to worry about.
Absolutely. You know, one thing you could do if you got, you know, a lot of guests over, see if you can recruit them to help decorate.
That's a good thing, yeah.
You know, get a little manpower. You know, you trade the food for the work. You know.
So here's the deal. You take these tips that Tommy's about to give you, and you just read them out to your guests as they're decorating
for
you.
There you go. There you go. Especially if you want to put them to sleep. So, but some things that you want to remember in decorating is, like this weekend, I'm going to try to do a lot of outside decorating while the weather's nice. Make sure that all your outside decorations, your cords, and the decorations themselves are rated for being outside. You know, some things are only rated for inside because of the, not being rated for being wet and stuff like that. So make sure they're rated.
On stuff like that, sorry to interrupt you. How do you know that? How do you find out if they're rated? If you just have, like, an extension cord that's been sitting in your garage, how do you know if it's rated for outside?
Well, if it's one you've had for a while, it is kind of hard, but most of them will have a tag on there, and it'll tell you, you know, what you should, shouldn't do, all that kind of stuff, and have the warnings. And those tags are actually pretty resilient. Unless you cut them off or tear them off, they'll last for a long time. So they've got the instructions, you know, make sure if it's a grounded cord that you plug it into a grounded outlet. You know, don't break that ground prong off to make it fit something else. I see that a lot. And that, you know, that ground prong is there to take that power, if something happens, take it to the ground, you know, and not to you. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, you got your shock hazard there. You know, some things are not designed to be outside because the insulation on them is not designed to stay out in the weather, things like that. You know, you've got your, you know, depending on when your house is built, you know, some of your older houses might not have GFCI outlets equipped, but, you know, all your newer houses are going to have those. So make sure they're working, they're functioning. They have a test button on them, so test that. Make sure that they are operational. It's preferable too if you've got a cover. A lot of the newer covers are they stand out away from the wall, so when you've got things plugged in, you can completely cover the outlet and what's plugged in. So those are things you remember too. And just make sure that the decorations are in good shape. You know, over time, moving those wires and stuff, things will get frayed. So just kind of do a little inspection as you're putting them together. The older lights, the incandescent lights used to have, you know, three sets, and that was all they were supposed to be plugged in. A lot of your LEDs now, you can do 6 to 10 sets, you know, because mm-hmm. they're LEDs. So just make sure you read, you know, the directions and everything. So that's pretty important there. Make sure that your cords don't have any nicks or anything. That insulation is secure and is seamless, you know. So just keep wrapping it with some electrical tape. It's not going to necessarily keep that moisture and stuff out. So those are things to remember. If you're putting things up on the gutters, maybe on the roof, you're kind of doing the Chevy Chase thing with your lights. make sure that preferably you have somebody holding the ladder for you so that it doesn't slip. At least make sure that somebody knows you're out there. So if you do slip and fall and, you know, it's about 30 minutes later and somebody hasn't heard you, you know, they might come and check on you, you know. So,
yeah.
Something like that. So those are some things to remember. And especially, too, if your power comes into your house overhead, make sure you watch your ladder when you're doing that kind of stuff, too. Inside, you know, there again, check how everything, the condition of them, you know, the lights and the cords. Do not run the cords under rugs or anything, carpet like that, because, it'll build up heat, you know, because electricity does generate heat. So don't cover them with the rugs. Try to keep them out of the path of, you know, people walking so that, you know, you don't want to, number one, trip anybody, but also every time somebody steps on that cord, they're damaging that cord. You may not see it for a while, but you're damaging the cord and stuff. So make sure that Make sure that if you are going to use a live tree, we cheat. We use a pre-lit tree, and it's even LED now. You can change the different colors of the lights and stuff with the push of a button. So, but if you do choose to use a live tree, a lot of people do, make sure you water it well. Check it daily. You know, if you brush your hand across the needles and they start to fall on your hand, then you know it's starting to dry out. So you want to make sure you shouldn't have a handful of needles when you brush up against it. So make sure it's watered regularly. You know, something to remind people, especially if you're decorating your church or a place where you're going to have a lot of people, what we call assembly areas, live trees are not allowed because of the amount of, number one, if they don't get watered well, they become an even larger fire hazard. And there are videos that are online that will show you how quickly a Christmas tree will ignite and how quickly it'll change what the room turns into. So, those are things to remember. Location of your decorations, make sure they don't block exits, you know, windows and doors, that you can still access those in an emergency. So those are things to remember there as well. You know, another thing, you know, candles, you know, some of those candles smell really good. Mm-hmm. But they are an open flame. I mean, that little open flame can cause a lot of problems. So make sure you keep it at least 12 inches from any other combustibles or anything like that. Put them on a stable surface where they can't get knocked over easy. And try to keep them away from pets and children, you know, so that they can't, you know, cats, you know, climb on stuff so they might knock them over. Or kids, you know, they're curious, mm-hmm. you know, especially. Another thing to remember is don't burn it all the way to the bottom. You know, just because you've got that quarter to half inch of wax, I know you probably want to use it but that actually helps insulate. So if you burn it down to where there's nothing, it's not doing its job to insulate. So you keep a little bit. Once you get down to about a half to a quarter inch of wax, go ahead and get you a new candle because it's helping absorb that heat so that glass will not bust. So you don't want that to happen. You know, just a few more things. You know, make sure those smoke alarms are working. That's something we always try to teach people is make sure the smoke alarms are working. Make sure your carbon monoxide detectors are working, especially if you have propane or natural gas or a wood stove or you've got an attached garage. So you want that carbon monoxide detector, especially when it's cold. People want to warm those cars up. You know, the best thing to do is start the car and then pull it out and let it warm up outside of the garage. But you know, just make sure that everything is working there. Get your furnaces, your fireplaces, you know, get them serviced, cleaned. Make sure they're clean and they're working well. And, you know, make sure that everybody in your house knows your fire escape plan. You know, even, you know, if you've got people over for the holidays, they're going to stay a few days. Make sure they know what your fire escape plan is. You know, what do we do? Where do we meet if there's a fire? Where's our meeting place? And make sure they know as well since they're visiting and they're not as familiar with your home.
All right. Well, it looks like we got a lot of things to think about as we get into the holidays. But when it comes down to it, a lot of it's common sense. A lot of it is just paying attention to your surroundings and what you're using, what's going on. But, of course, you guys are always here to help with the Radcliffe Fire Department or any of your local fire departments. If somebody does have questions, if somebody does need you to look at something, you guys are more than willing to take care of that, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have people come by all the time or even call the station and we'll do whatever we can to help. You know, we'll stop by and check smoke alarms. Even, you know, we'll help install them. We have a partnership with the Red Cross that they supply the smoke alarms. We come and install them. So that's something. Now we don't, you know, we're not certified to check like furnaces and stuff like that. You know, but we can give you advice and we can talk to you about things. You know, some good preventative measures. But you want to make sure that, you know, somebody certified comes in to check. You know, and chimneys is one that gets overlooked a lot. You know, for wood stoves. You know, make sure those are cleaned. Anything like that because of the creosote buildup. You know, even if you use those logs that are supposed to help clean the creosote and burn it out, we always recommend at least once a year getting them serviced. Let somebody that's certified come in there and clean it out good and clean all that residue out. Because there may be stuff in there that you don't see, you know. Yeah. So that's something important to remember. And, we want everybody to have a safe and happy holiday. We would rather, you know, talk to you and, you know, give you some good advice rather than have to show up and, you know, lights and siren and, you know, a busy day for us is, you know, other people are having a bad day. So we'd rather have a nice quiet day, I guess.
All right. Well, we always appreciate the tips, Tommy, and thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
This has been Community Forum. You can find past Community Forums on our website, WQXE.com.